그리고 I'm truly impressed by all of you. Let us land now. Beautiful kirtan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
precisely this moment where we chant the holy names of Sri Radha, which are very much linked to Vrindavan, a resident of Vrindavan is coming into our room. We want to lovingly greet Adi Keshava Prabhu, who is what? Adi Purusham Prabhu, who is one of the organizers of the Govardhan retreat, the Vashana Japa retreat, where we also chant 64 hours. So let us lovingly welcome Adi Purusham Prabhu. Go Premanandi! Maybe you have to rise just so that we know to whom we shall Hari Bol. This is Adi Purusham Prabhu. And Toda Gopinath has also come. Hare Krishna, Toda Gopinath. With great happiness, I want to receive this garland first of all. Thank you. Oh. It's really intoxicatingly sweet. Our Yadunandan Acharya, Yadunandan Maharaj, has gotten. My congratulations to all of you who have so kindly attended this Japa retreat 2009 in Radhadesh, and who have given your best during this 64-round stay. When we give up everything, even talking, by observing the law of Monam, we are going into an interesting journey. We are actually going into a journey which reflects a much larger journey than a day journey of japa on the 64 rounds. We are going on a journey which very much mirrors or reflects the journey of our own spiritual life, because it is the relationship and realization which we have to our mantra, our initiation mantra, which describes the journey. By now, most of us are quite well familiar with this wonderful grant, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The second part of this book, which in our BBT edition takes two of three volumes, the second part of this great work describes just that, a journey whose stations are totally dependent on the realization of the mantra which the devotee has. You know, as we follow the protagonist, the hero of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, through the different levels in this universe and beyond the universe, we hear of different realizations which he makes when he chants his mantra. Finally, we hear that he is ready to go to Goloka Vrindavan, because as he chants his mantra, he sometimes sees the form and the qualities of his beloved deity, Madan Gopal. And then he teaches his pupil, a disciple called Jana Sharma, that listen, when you chant this mantra, You will realize many things. I will tell you by telling you about my journey. I would like you to take a few seconds or minutes, really only 2 minutes, so that you can contemplate a little bit the stations through which you have gone today. I don't think you have gone through, you know, you have seen Janaloka and Tapaloka and Vaikuntha and so on and so forth. But in your own way, you have also done a journey. You started this morning at some stage, and then you chanted and you went throughout the morning. Most probably you encountered during the noontime a difficult period. I didn't tell you about this. It's between around 12 o'clock, which would be our 1 o'clock, because we have the summertime, to 2 o'clock, our time now 3 o'clock, which are the deadest time for every sadhaka. That's why in India, those who go do bhajan go at that time to beg something, because it's very difficult to do at once bhajan at that time. Even Christian mythology tells us that from 12 to 2 is a little difficult, and you might have felt how then later at around 3, 4 o'clock you picked up again if you were not yet too exhausted, and so on. I just would like to request you to just for a moment contemplate what came up and noted down in your notebook. You will be surprised when you take these entries a little later and look at them. They are full of realizations and full of helpful things. Just go through it almost as if you would describe a journey. Make this with keywords, you know. Keywords means small words. No need to write it down in big letters. We will also only have 4 minutes to this, because after this we will celebrate. But I really feel now it's important for you to just treasure the harvest. You could make it very simple for you by describing what were the highlights and what were the lowlights or the low points in your japa, and then what helped you during this time. Janaka Maharaj, Mahajan, would you be so kind? Janaka Prabhu, just Prabhu. I'm terrible. I've always given new names. Janaka Maharaj, Janaka Prabhu, will write down for you 3 questions. What went well? What did not go so well? And what helped you? That is a good way. Or you could just go in any way through your journey. It's important that you think about this now and collect the treasures before it's lost when you start talking or living in your normal life again. have one more minute? So, Hare Krishna. Japa is a journey. A 64-ounce day is a marathon. But it will bring you this Japa journey or this relationship with the Holy Name eventually to the realization of Krishna. I would very much like to now read to you a few verses from the journey in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which describes how the devotees arrive at the lotus feet of Krishna. It's so soothing. And afterwards, I will take kidnap you from Radhadesh and bring you directly to Vrindavan, where what is situated here, and I will take you on a journey through Vrindavan, which, if Krishna is merciful to us, will be an unforgettable experience. We will sing and walk in Vrindavan in our mind. It is very, very, very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Thank you. Instructions of his learned spiritual master came to Vrindavan. It's described that after Gokumar had finished his story, both he and his listener were overcome with feelings for Krishna and loudly chanting the all-attractive names of Krishna. They drowned in an ocean of love. A moment later, compelled by a great upsurge of love, the Mathura Brahmana Yama Shama got up and began to wander in the forest of Vrindavan. Finally, overwhelmed by feelings, he fainted and fell into a thorny grove of karira trees. At that time, all of a sudden, from a distance, came rich and sweet sounds of flutes and horns mixed with the mooing of the cows and the sounds of veenas made from gourds and whistles made from leaves. Awakened by the persistent sounds, Sarupa, who was known as Gop Kumar and the Brahmana, ran in the directions from where this veena, flute and mooing cow sounds came. Then all of a sudden, they saw Gopala Deva, not Gopal Devata, but Gopal Dev, his body beautiful, dark, encircled by a brilliant effulgence. In fact, the Lord, who's unlimited in his pastimes, was coming close
and closer in the direction of guru and disciple. He wanted to water his animals in the nearby Jamuna and play there with his friends. As he came closer and closer, he danced with a dancing step which looked as playful as the playful walk of the king of elephants. You must know, this Krishna walks very slow but very powerful, just like an elephant. He seems to walk really slow but graceful, playful. What is called the elephant step. The most beautiful ornament on Krishna was his own unique youth. And my dear devotees, he was an ocean filled with wonderful waves of beauty. It's described by great devotees who have been in contact with Krishna and described what they saw. That beauty emanated from the Lord, but in form of beauty waves, if you could fathom or grasp it. This comes, it overwhelms you, as if you are run over and swept from your feet by a powerful wave, like the waves in Durban. Krishna redoubled the joy of everyone's mind and eyes. All auspicious marks were on his body. A string of pearls decorated his conch-like neck, and his yellow silken garments, both the upper garment around his neck and the lower around his hip, shone brilliantly. There are very nice descriptions following how Krishna is dressed with garlands of forest, different colored flowers around his waist, his rings on his fingers are described, and his intoxicating flute song. And it is mentioned, like always, that Krishna doesn't look straight in one direction, but his restless play of glances goes left and right and gently decorates his lotus eyes. Finally, Krishna stops just before the devotees. He stands there in his charming threefold bending pose and starts playing various entertaining melodies on his flute, so that his dear friends who stand nearby start to laugh about his musical skills. Imagine that supreme master, his heart melting with compassion, bathes Gop Kumar and his Jana Shama, the Mathura Brahma, with showers of tears of love. Then Krishna lifts the two devotees from the ground with both of his hands. He wipes off the tears from the faces of the devotees. He wipes off the dust smeared on the body of these devotees And the merciful Lord embraced them over and over again. And then, without waiting for a sitting mat, he sat at that very spot on the ground with his devotees and spoke words of meaning. O blessed and noble Mathura Brahmana, O Shijana Sharma, are you not a moon born from the ocean of the dynasties of Brahmanas? Let me ask you, are you peaceful at this moment? Is everything going well for you? Only because of your blessing, my dear devotees, my family and I am well. By your mercy, my heart is attracted to you. I have always looked down the path, waiting for you to come. Then finally, by some good fortune, you have remembered me. And by another good fortune, I have seen you again after so long. Dear Brahmana, I'm totally under your control. Please feel free to enjoy here as you please. Now, as Yamajana Sharma heard the words of Krishna, he was swept away by a flood of loving ecstasy. He was unable to reply even a word and couldn't look directly into Krishna's eyes. His throat was choking. His eyes burned with tears. All he could do was place his head on Krishna's lotus feet and cry profusely. Lord Krishna, the best of all those who give charity, was also so moved. And he felt distressed because he just couldn't give any gift to the Mathura Brahmana. He had nothing. He was in the forest, cowherding. So Krishna, with great movement in his heart, removed the ornaments from his own body and started to decorate the Brahmana with them, making him look exactly like Sarupa, who was formerly Gop Kumar. In this way, Krishna bestowed on Jana Sharma a supreme mercy that only he, Krishna, could give. And Jana Sharma felt completely fulfilled. My dear devotees, there is a commentary, and part of it is just so good, we just can't afford to not read it on the end of the 64 rounds day. By converting the dry Brahmana, Jana Sharma, into a young cowherd, fit to join the assembly of intimate cowherd friends, Krishna proved that in giving mercy, he is simply unsurpassed. My dear devotees, if you want to read all this, please do so. It's in chapter 7 of the second part, and it starts with verse 17. Hare Krishna. Thank you, our Veena player. I want to really tell you, my dear devotees, this is the fulfillment of a journey with a mantra to finally meet the personality of the mantra himself. this Brahmana, Janashama, the dry Brahmana, he's described as dry like me, oh, and some of you maybe, or dry in their heart, desert heart. Brahmana chanted a mantra, the Gopal mantra. I can tell you one version which doesn't need an initiation to hear it. Nama Gopijana Vallabhaya. Something like that he chanted. You cannot tell the mantra in public. He chanted it. So this Brahmana at the end realized Lord Krishna. You have also started a journey today. You have not started today, I'm sorry, this is not the right way to say it. You have gone on a journey with your mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the main mantra, the Maha Mantra. There will be a time when you also reach the fulfillment of this mantra, and you will see, like Rupa Goswami describes in his famous shloka, Radha and Krishna dancing on your tongue. You would just see this. So I would now help you to get out of your monavrata. Please turn to your neighbor and just share with your neighbor some stations of your journey. While you do this, Gaurahari and myself will prepare your own journey to Vrindavan, a meditative slide projection where we will sing and do everything. So please turn. Now it's time to speak again. Please choose your words carefully. Don't tell unnecessary things. Talk about your journey. Start now. Maybe about discoveries. What was a discovery for you? Something new? No?
Thank you.
Krishna. I want to now share with you something which is very dear to me and very, very, very wonderful. I would like to go with you on pilgrimage. When you go to Vrindavan, it is described in Shastra that you can, just by being in contact with Krishna's playground, Krishna's sacred land, get an impetus in your heart, a push, which is more like a pull, really, which will pull you towards the divine couple. I would like to now do what we typically do on a pilgrimage, that is walk, hear a story, and mostly sing. So you please sing along as much as possible. Guru Hari, you should have the microphone to your harmonium. We will, for this kirtan, not have our fantastic flute, and actually the flute we can have, because in Vrindavan we sometimes hear bamboo flute. You know, cowherd boys play. But now even our violinist can enjoy and sit back and have holidays from the violin. Because we are going to Vrindavan now. Who intends to play Karatat, if I may ask? Can you sit please here, because we need strong musical connection. You please also. No, I'm seeing you. I can look into your eyes and direct you. Okay, do we have another Karatat player who knows the play? Yeah. Good. Please do come here. La 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 la.
Someone please take the light out.
There's someone with a very nice head. I know you will forget about your head. Please sit here. Let me don't. You can sit here much better than you don't have to already think about your head. So I would like to take you now to Govardhan. You will see some very nice Govardhan. The land of Vrindavan is simply very, very attractive, especially in the month of Kartik, when it seems to glorify the queen of Vrindavan with its different colorful flowers. It is during this month when devotees come together from everywhere to dedicate their life very much in the service of Radha and Krishna. And of course they come to the best of hills. There's Giri Govardhan. Everything is lush and green after the monsoon has relieved everything from its dryness. And the monsoon of Krishna consciousness, the waves, is clearly there. Devotees just like to sit in the dust of Vrindavan or near the ponds like this sadhu and just chant. And they like to circumambulate Giri Govardhan. We will also now go with these different pictures around the Giriraj Govardhan on a parikrama. And while we are on Parikrama, we visit the devotees of the Govardhan retreat. That's what we will see.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Aber überall. Ne?
Please open the well of the.
Krishna, welcome in Radhadesh again. Wonderful, isn't it? Do you feel how the heart becomes satisfied? Yadunandan Maharaj? Lemo? The heart becomes satisfied somehow. Yeah? So I thought, because japa is a journey whereby which we wish to discover the divine, the Ishta Devata or the Devata of the mantra, it's definitely a spiritual path where we start and where we want to reach a sadhya or do a sadhana, a praxis to reach a sadhya, a goal, and we hear this from sadhus. So these are very much linked to each other. I want to congratulate you very seriously for your endeavor in this Japa retreat. I'm aware that for some of you it was not always very easy. I was walking and seeing some of you going through their deep experiences, but please know, whatever you experienced, that was just perfect for you. It was where you are, and it showed you where you can go, where your next stage is. Now our Japa retreat has also come to a close, I should say, almost. No! we will have tomorrow a ceremony which binds up everything. It's a Sankalpa ceremony which will empower you to take your own personal gifts which you have received during your Japa retreat home. During the ceremony, basically, you will get one of these Sankalpa threads, and there is a certain ceremony which I will explain then, which will help you to find your intention, what you want to take with you home, and then it will solidify it. We will make a knot of this intention so that it stays with you in a symbolic way. Also, I want to say, if some of you leave early, our publishing house, Sharanagati, has published it's so difficult for me to say. So how can you, when you publish something, praise your own work? It's not possible. What it is really the fruit of many, many years of doing research on the transformational process. We were noticing that after the Japa retreat, where devotees had their epiphany is something like a high point, a peak, a climax, they reached a very high level, that they came back to their ordinary lives, in their working field or whatever, and lost after some time the focus and the energy. So in order to avoid this, we have developed with a devotee called Radha Vallabha a very, very powerful process which will build a new habit of good japa into your life. Education without follow-up is only entertainment, nothing more. So we don't want to be entertainers. We want to to really help you to really make something out of the experience and to keep it. And that's why we wrote, why this book is there. And it's my gift to you. I will not ask any price for this. It's just I want to give it to you as my personal gift. Mm. And you could collect this now. If let me say like this, it's actually we want to give it tomorrow during the ceremony. But there are some of you who leave early in the morning tomorrow, like Patita Pavan, who. So I want to make sure if you leave before the ceremony tomorrow, which starts at, there will be a lecture and then the ceremony will start, then please collect your book after we have finished, so that you really take one home. Good. Now you can talk again. I have to say this because some devotees sometimes say, you didn't tell us to talk explicitly, and then we were silent for another week. Devotees are so, have so much trust and faith, you know. So you can talk again, eat, and now please take it a little easy, celebrate your japa retreat, celebrate what you do, maybe eat a pizza, so come, maybe, you know, but then come back to normal very quickly. I know for some of you, you're so young and so energetic, and so some of you really looking a little, you know, with black rings under the eyes, and they couldn't talk, you know. I will see you all tomorrow at latest at 7:15, I hope, and then we will have a lecture. Then what we do is we have this ceremony, and then we will go on Harinam in a bus. We will leave from here at 11 o'clock and go to Luxembourg and rob a bank there. I'm joking because you look too serious at the moment. We will do Harinam, of course. We do Harinam there and sing and dance, and then we hope to be back. There will be a theater play. Which is very much stirring in our heart. It's about Bilvan Mangala Thakur and the chanting of the holy name, and a Naam Yagya and a surprise. 'Cause, let me ask you a private question. Isn't it nice to see Vrindavan? Do you like this all? It's wonderful, isn't it? What do you think of Vedanga Prabhu? Is do you feel how Vrindavan just it gets into your heart and you feel, wow, home? Alright, so I will now. Now please spend the evening according to your. Is it? What is it? Well, it's only 9 o'clock. Maybe you want to start the next 64 rounds now. Hare Krishna. Good night. Music in the background, but something.
von
wollte dich über Cottbus wollte dich bitten, dass du durchzugehen. Yes.